Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And welcome to the NXT 2.0 preview. I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture, joined by the Dudley Boys of What Culture, Michael Hanflot and Michael Sidgwick, here to look ahead to tonight's episode of NXT 2.0. But before we get into if you're a fan of this sort of thing, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from, the daily wrestling podcast where we not only review NXT 2.0. baby. We have, what else? Interviews, roundtable discussion, and a round of the week complete with a bloody good quiz, of course, on wrestle culture. As I said, they're joined by Hamlet Sidgwick to potentially look ahead to the last ever NXT 2.0 Hamlet.
Is it not next week? Or was last week taped?
Last week was taped.
Oh, this is the last one. Oh, no.
What fucking time is stats getting here? Because this card is fucking shit. Like, you sent us the notes beforehand. And there is not, there is like, there's one thing on this card that you get to where you're like, and the rest of it is just the most piss poor assemblage of wrestlers I have ever seen. It is abysmal. It's an insult, this card, man.
It is a bit
Jesus
like,
Christ.
I know sometimes they go, it's tape, so, or like, you know when they moved like SmackDown to what it was, FS1 or whatever, and so they were like, we don't need to try, they're not going to get it anyway. And they'd just be like, oh, just let whoever have a match or anything like that. It does feel a bit like, right, it's kind of a hard reset next week. So there's bits that they do have to continue. There's qualifiers tonight for championship matches going forward. But it does feel a bit scattergun, I'll say, its approach tonight.
I can't even remember, man. you sent us the notes over about 15 minutes ago, and already I've got the idea. Give over here.
Okay.
Right. That looks boring.
I'll just hide that because there's a game coming later.
Wow. Wow.
Impressively bad, isn't it?
Let's start with the pub rules match.
Jesus Christ.
I've got a bit of banter for this.
Okay, it's Gallus versus Boris Johnson and Sil Lankselot. After, you know, they gatecrashed the real men's pub backstage last week, Sitch.
Yeah, it's a real man's pub, this. I can sometimes do accents in like a normal voice, but the idea of doing like shouting in an accent... Mm. People can sometimes like do an accent of an accent as well. You can probably do that. I'll test your knowledge on that recently. Do a Scottish man doing an impression of a Scouser.
Oh God, this is. I'm gonna pull something doing this.
Like, so Scottish is like Andy Murray, not the tennis player, Andy H. Murray, Steve. It's Keith.
Right, okay.
No, you can't be done.
You can't be done. Can you do your Billy Kay or Peyton Royce Billy iconic screen Royce. Of Kayla for Kevin Patrick? Regardless, Joe Coffey was saying something to the effect of, there's a man's pub, no bitches allowed.
That was
all right,
wasn't
it? Yeah, that's good. All right, okay, well, I'll tell you what. If you're in a pub, it wasn't. It was just backstage, and these absolute losers were pretending they were in a pub because Gallus are total losers.
It's so pathetic, that, isn't
so
it?
So pathetic, isn't it? Like, it's having a little boys' club, like, making a den. Screw up, man.
What's that X stand for?
That was the best bit of it.
So it was in a pub. So now they're having a pub match because in WWE, when a weapon or a setting suddenly materializes, that becomes the thing. I do have banter. It's going to be boring.
It's so much potential here.
It's all right when Jake Hager and Hangman Page shared a drink, but now apparently it's no good because it's NXT. they're exactly the same, actually.
People think this. Oh, God. Tremors. I like films now. You didn't like The Godfather. Different thing. You're stupid.
You like films.
That's what it is, though, isn't it?
Damn, you don't like The Godfather.
I was just using an example, Stark. Sorry. It was just an example. Of course, like The Godfather. I actually am one of the few people, I think, who prefers The Godfather Part 1 to Godfather Part 2. What are your thoughts on this eternal debate?
Oh, goddamn point.
Okay. See you in a bit.
Bye, Stacks.
I do have a fantasy book and pitch for this one.
Go on.
Right, okay. So it's a pub, right? So I'm assuming it'll be adorned with various things from pubs. Like there might be a pool table.
Yes.
Right. There might be a dartboard.
A Rangers fan, so there'll be a picture of the Queen.
Yep. They could throw darts at someone's head and then go, whoa! And then hopefully they don't get it in their eyeball because they might miss everything because it'll be like a botched spot would be bad in that situation. Yeah. They could also have kegs, right? Like kegs of beer.
Ale.
Like ale.
Keg. Right? Keg.
And the idea is, right,
that... Stop looking for the egg button, man.
That the...
It's already dead.
Egg.
So the idea, right, is that they've got a keg of beer, right? But, oh, bloody hell, it's got too much beer in it. And it can't be used as a weapon. What do you do? Right? How do you tap a keg? American films tell me.
The little hammer with the...
Little hammer. Who's got the arm strength and speed required to go...
Very good.
Tap the keg, and you think, oh, my God, he's done it. He's going to use it. It's still pretty heavy, but you can still manage it because it's got no ale in, because we've done that right. But the idea is that because he's also a compulsive masturbator who can't control his own loads, is a visual gag when he picks it up, all the frothy beer, which is going to look a bit like cum, is going to go everywhere. And he can't actually use the weapon after all.
I like that. And that's a good visual spot. I especially like the sound effect. Can you just do that? I like the idea of...
I've emptied me bollocks.
Goes in his mouth, he spits it in Gallus' face.
So Wankslot goes behind.
They're blind. Take an eye out.
So Wankslot goes behind.
Surprise, I'm not the bloody blind. What all this wanking I've been doing?
I know it's a man's pub, but I was covered in cum.
So Wankslot goes behind the bar, and Boris Johnson's like, ooh. Midway through the bar, I'm a bit peckish. You haven't got any crisps behind there, have you? Yeah, I haven't got any crisps. Any pork scratchings? No, I'm afraid all I've got is...
These nuts.
Or you can have a scotch.
Egg.
Which works twice because they're all further than scotch.
Can you imagine, right, just to end this conversation, can you imagine anyone caring about who wins?
No. This sounds like hyperbole. I can't imagine every wrestler in the world. I can't think of a match I want to see that brings together people I want to watch less. Like, they have done it. They have. Yeah. Like, that is really, really hard to arrange two wrestlers or two teams or whatever together. And it's like, yep, you've done it. You've created the opposite of a Tony Khan graphic drop. This is it. This is as bad as it gets. I don't know how they've done it. Honestly, I don't. Is there, was there anything? So I skimmed the pub segment last week after Cedric recommended me to watch it for all the worst reasons. Is there any sort of tease of the Sawankslot and Boris Johnson are going to get a third man to like even the size here? Is somebody from the NXT roster going to come and help them out? Has there been anything? I'm trying to think if there's anyone that's been associated with them or somebody that's got an issue. Oh my God, you know you said about the dart? Apollo Crews and his bleeding eye. He was the first person to see Gallus, wasn't he?
Yes.
Like, he saw them coming, and now he's going to see them coming when they're all chucking spunk at each other.
Which is meant to be beer.
And his other eye's going to bleed, but this time it's cheers. One eye's blood and one eye's cheers.
Wow.
And he can see it all.
Who do you think wins?
And that's the pub fight.
You know what? I'm so not invested. I'm just not going to give you an answer.
Yeah.
It's like an
Gallus, probably.
Yeah,
it's like an AEW Lights Out thing, right? It's like a Gallus have won, but they need to win a rankings match to get a title shot. Are the Wankers still the UK tag champions?
No, pretty not. Deadly.
Pretty deadly, aren't they? So there's nothing, absolutely nothing to this.
Did they unify him?
Yeah. Aye. So those bouts are gone forever. Yeah, Gallus then.
Who could give a sh?
Honestly, man, what an awful match to dare to build, to ask people to like, and to, right, we'll get hyped. Like, we'll have this cross the Atlantic Ocean and build over 6 to 8
all
weeks.
The possibilities.
All like,
the possibilities.
Do you think there's going to be on commentary where you can have Vic Joseph say it's a bar rules fight, and Vic Wade's going to be like, it's a bloody pub rules fight if we're going to do it properly, Vic. Hey, you reckon they'll be ensuring any soccer in that bar? Bloody football, Vic!
It's football, Vic, in a pub.
Also,
I think they'll sell pills now. It's lager.
Love that friend scene, man. Hey, what do we get when we're in London? Boddington's! Boddington's shit.
You're giving them a lot of bloody words.
Sorry, Will,
boy. It's all right. Okay.
No swears for the rest of the week after this.
I'll hold you to that, or right?
We come.
There's also another qualifier in the head of the North American Championship ladder match. When was the last time we had a ladder match, honestly? Wesley versus Tony D'Angelo, which is slightly ruined by the fact that we know Tony unfortunately gets an injury or is injured going forward.
Yeah.
The right decision to put Wesley in the ladder match, obviously.
Yeah, regardless.
They're just two weird things to say next to each other. We could be out for a long time. But good news about Wesley, though.
Yeah.
Wesley's the guy to put in there. Tony D. I'm not going to enjoy this. I'm just going to be waiting for something bad to happen, and depending on how much they actually want to show. So I can't really preview. You know, the guy gets injured. Sorry, but guys, I know you might not want spoilers on the taped show.
I'd feel sad for Tony. Like, I was never high on his work, particularly.
He's a good gimmick match guy. Actually.
We all fell in love with the character, and like, we'd all pretty much talked ourselves into thinking that they were telling a long-term story that he was going to be the legend killer of NXT and beat Bron Breakker, and I don't know if this probably couldn't have happened at a worse time for a gimmick like his as well. I'm nervous. I'm nervous for the people that he associates with, you know? Speaking of which...
Hey, guys!
Well, you're still chipper stacks. We were just talking about you there.
What are you saying?
Well, I don't know if you were in the building, but word coming out of it was that Tony found himself in a spot of bother. I don't know if you know much about that.
Yeah, it's not a pretty sight, I got to tell you guys. Tony's going to be out for a while, but old Stax is going to pull down the boys. And
what does that entail at this point, Stax?
Mainly admin. what's her name's still doing the port stuff, despite the fact we haven't seen her on goddamn anything for about 6 weeks. She left with Legado del Fantasma.
Not Electro Lopez with that, I gotta be honest.
Couldn't help but hear. I had my ear to the door. And I.
That's weird. Stax is just at the other side of that door I'm looking at. That's 5 feet away from me.
Couldn't help but hear you were talking about what you Brits call a pub. A pub. You want to hear? I got a little jokes for you.
I'd like to hear about a joke about a pub, Stax.
Are you sitting comfortably? Then I will begin.
He's an old-fashioned storyteller, isn't he?
Yeah, Staxy.
Get this, Sid. A ghost walks into a bar, and the bartender says,
I'm Tony D all of a sudden. Got my accents mixed up. Come on, Stax.
A ghost walks into a bar, and the bartender says, sorry, we don't serve spirits in here.
Stax, I'm going to...
You got any more?
I'm going to give you the chance to redeem yourself. Have you got any more?
I got one more in the pocket. Just in case, because I thought the whole walking into a bar joke thing might be a little passé. Hamlet.
Yeah, Stax.
Why... should you never fight a dinosaur?
I don't know, Stack. Why should you never fight a dinosaur?
Because you'll get your ass kicked!
Stacks, I'm going to give you the chance to redeem yourself.
Okay.
Because I'm excited about the pub role, because contrary to what Hamflet says, I do think putting him in some stupid, wacky pub scenario is the absolute best you could ever do out of these four talents. So if you've got any more pub-themed jokes for me, I might like you stick around for the rest of the podcast.
Okay, you're just having a quick thing.
You look like you're searching through your mind there.
Get this, Sid. Okay. God damn it. A man walks with a roll of Tormek under his arm. A roll of Tormek. Picture that, huh? He says, two bites, please, boy man. One for me and one for the road.
Bye, Starks.
I'm worried Starks is starting to step on his own dick. I gotta be honest.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to suggest what I was gonna suggest for the pub rules match.
Mm.
A brawl into the toilets and Sir Wangsalot slams the condom machine. You have no idea what it is. What?
These balloons?
So yeah, Wesley wins.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Right, the women's champion is also in action tonight. Mandy Rose versus Fallon Henley. And she's got Alba Fyre after her, hasn't she, as well?
She sure does. You can't just make this a legendary reign.
Yeah,
they're just saying it's a legendary reign because it's gone on a long time. I think Mandy Rose has improved, but I think Mandy Rose has improved from when she debuted on the main roster to now, when I wouldn't say being in developmental or being a long-standing champion has made any difference whatsoever. She's developed at a slightly slower pace than most wrestlers would develop doing this job, wrestling this much. It's not a knock. It's just where she's at. She has this belt, and they book her in these storylines and singles matches like she's veteran. It's Sangha adjacent. She's like, wonder what Mandy Rose is going to do with this new upstart. Well, what's the upstart going to do with her? Because they're both just kind of leading each other through it. Like, if they can just, like, scratch and claw to 2.5 stars, it's another big night for Mandy Rose. And there's my preview of this match. She wins. Obviously, she does. It's Alba Fyre. That's the match. Alba Fyre is way further on, and theoretically, by losing to her, she's get brought up. But I'm sure she's, like, beaten Alba Fyre, and they've done this.
Oh, sure. I think they've done everything.
Yeah. I've seen everything.
I have a minimal expectation of match quality. I have even less doubt over the outcome. I expect to see some dry ice heralding the arrival of Alba Fyre.
Mm.
And then some absolutely terrible promo that no one would speak in real life.
Dry ice, red, red, fire.
Right, what's the next match?
The only thing I like about this match is the way they built to it, because I did like Fallon Henley getting all a bit bolshy backstage and Mandy Rose going, I remember when I won my first match, because I thought that was a genuinely good put down.
And she's got Steve Martin's.
Yeah.
She's got to wrestle a woman's champion because she's not allowed in a man's pub.
Yes.
She can't help. Yeah, she can't help her boys. Right.
A bit of a grudge match as well tonight, Sige. Brutus Creed, the first of the Creed brothers to get his hands on Damon Kemp. Of course, Julius banned from ringside for all this. I did like the explanation of Roman Kemp, Damon Kemp even. Roman Kemp's the presenter on Capital.
Martin Kemp's son, isn't it?
Yeah. I did like the explanation of Damon Kemp last week, because it did actually, for once, make
got
sense.
Got George Ezra and Ed Sheeran coming up after the news, do loop, and then he just turns up in NXT 2.0 and works.
Yeah, I already went through the storyline explanation on the review last week, so I'm not going to do that again.
Okay.
And what I am going to do is predict the quality of the match and the winner, as is custom on the preview podcast. I expect the quality to be middling and Damon Kemp to win.
I love that now. Finally, there's a bit of isolated podcast audio where somebody like, finally, a bit of bloody balance on these things. The last thing I want is opinion and analysis. Can you just tell me the things that are going to happen in the order they're going to happen, please? Like a proper podcast. Jesus Christ. Films these days, you listen to a film review and they don't tell you the plot, they tell you what they think of it. It's a disgrace. It's the first Diamond Mine Derby and it's kind of the worst of the bunch, isn't it?
That's how you do it.
Yeah, not to be like
the big main event,
which in that big, yeah, it's this is.
Is, there one, is there one?
It's not exactly
the return of Roderick Strong's going to be.
It's not exactly Brian Danielson working through the dark order, is it?
At this point, I've decided to be extremely upset about the status and the role of Roderick Strong. What's he still doing here? Why has he lasted through all of NXT 2.0, literally from beginning to end? When one could make the argument that A, he should probably have never been in NXT in the first place. You could have debuted the Undisputed Era as is and then had him join later, I guess.
His prize.
He's not a developmental guy. No. He's been developed for years.
Well, this was it. Like, so for the longest time, we were saying, oh, he's probably just there wishing he could get out of his contract and join his friends. And then it turns out one of his friends has gone mental. So like, that's less of an interest. And it turns out that the other two friends are maybe not having the best time there anymore because they can't get on TV and everything's pointless.
Well, they're pretty injured, mate.
He's going, well, I don't care. Even when they weren't injured, it was kind of going nowhere. So it was kind of going to nowhere for me.
You might not have liked where it was going,
but it was actually going somewhere. Yeah, because Kyle O'Reilly did win a pointless singles match in a pay-per-view. That was weird.
Like, he still won it?
Adam Cole was in loads of title matches. I didn't even like. Roderick Strong has at least got a prize.
They're still there.
He's at least
still doing things, whether you like them or not.
Don't. Roderick Strong's prize.
Don't be a bad faith actor.
Roderick Strong's prize is Raw SmackDown.
Yes.
It's no longer. It's no longer the move to AEW.
What? He said you'd be good.
He said he'd be good. He's the one who's up the quota.
Tell him.
The prize is Raw SmackDown. It is now. Ooh, one day you might be able to wear Karrion Kross. Dominic Mysterio. I'm sure Roderick Strong and his specific attitude and ring style and what he gravitates to in pro wrestling really wants to do stuff with a Judgment Day.
His wife's in AEW, isn't she? I keep forgetting that. So, yeah, I suppose.
Cares about his wife?
I'm just thinking he'd probably want to go, he's got mates and his wife there, I guess. That's, like, fair enough as well.
And he knows her and we don't know her, so, you know.
The prize. What is it about Triple H booking that sends you, mental?
You said, what's he for?
2019, mental. 2022, mental. I don't know what it's wrong with you.
I was thinking about this on dinner when, like, after we'd done the Raw review. Sidgwick hates it when I like WWE. I've realised that's the pattern.
You go it's mental.
It's because I enjoy it. And then, like, he's like, we have such nice times when we agree on how terrible WWE is and you don't think that. And this is, like, it does something to your wiring when you're like, why does he
the other one is
Why does he like this? Why is he like this?
You were weird when Triple H was doing it in Black and Gold in 2019.
I'd liked it then as well. And you were insane by the idea that, like, I could try and justify why I enjoyed something.
Weird now.
I'm not suggesting Roderick Strong cares about Raw SmackDown.
Oh, the finishes on AEW are rubbish.
I didn't say they were rubbish.
There was one more on Raw, but
there's too many of them going the same way.
You said
what's Roderick Strong doing here?
Yeah.
And fundamentally I agree with that. But it's not going to be AEW anymore.
It's be consistent.
Going to be Raw SmackDown. I think previously it would have been AEW, but now I think it's going to be Raw SmackDown.
I agree.
It shouldn't be here. No.
But maybe sticks around for a while now because things could be.
He's got to get his revenge on Damon Kemp, hasn't he?
Yes.
That's the and the Diamond Mine is finished. That's done. He's not, like, associated with the Creeds because they were decking him. Like,
well, Ivy Nile stole the candle for it, yeah.
Oh, I don't know, then. It's not like a Scott Steiner in the main event mafia thing with her, right? It's like,
I just want Brutus Creed to do that cannonball thing.
I don't want him
to break his ankles.
I want him to break his ankles, yeah.
Just call that team up as well while you're at it. Like, they don't need to be here anymore. They're a fun act.
Have Braun Strowman try and run through them and smash his face in.
Yes, I'd happily, happily see that.
I like the idea of it. Juju runs into Bruce Green and falls over. Oh, didn't work. I really like the Creed Brothers. I think we all have from pretty much day one.
But Damien Kemp's got to win.
Damien Kemp's got to win this time.
Oh, he's got to win. This is Rocket. Rocket to the tap.
He's going to go with like Robert Stone or something. I manage guys to absolutely nothing, and hey, you're going to be no different.
Hey, Von Wagner won the Clash of the Titans last week. Don't forget that. Right, Nikita Lyons versus Caden Carter.
God almighty.
God, Amplet.
Nikita Lyons.
Yeah.
Just setting up the tag, aren't they? With her and, what's her name?
Zoe Stark.
Tony Stark.
Yeah.
Zoe Stark.
Tony Stark?
I have a dad. Get these things wrong.
Yeah. It was
Katana Chance, yeah.
Unfortunate last minute injury as to why they were unable to work that SmackDown. That if only they were immune from injuries, yes, then it wouldn't indeed. Be such a problem. But yeah, so that it's obviously some focus on them. So yeah.
Like, don't believe everything you read. Okay.
Right. Any more for that?
I might.
Yeah.
If you substantiate it with something else.
Finally. The thing I think we're all most looking to.
You got any Canadian bookings? Nope. How come? Nope.
Do you want to do an AMA on Reddit? Probably not the best idea. Right, let's conclude with the thing we are actually looking forward to tonight, and that is.
I thought you were going off that chair there. Wow.
I hope you would have. With my. He needs to be stopped. I think he's chasing these pops too much.
I wish I could not give them him.
A try.
It's stupid.
Try.
Bollocks. You were coming out with the office.
He's chasing these props too much, as he said, wipes the tears from his eyes.
I just took one of my kids to cinema the other day, and there's a Tesco's near the cinema we were going to, and we went and popped in there for a bit of lunch, and the kids have like a pick and mix section that you can get, and the kid wanted a jelly, and I'm riveting. Staring at me eating this jelly.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of you on the stream, eating it without a spoon. Yep.
Yeah.
I just... trying to have a nice day with my
kids. Do you want to come and do a stream one day, Sitch?
Nah.
Everyone wants to see you on there.
Do they?
Yeah. Especially an AEW one, obviously. Ah. But I think maybe actually possibly more a WWE one.
It's a good time.
It is a good laugh.
I don't like the night shift. Makes me feel weird.
It's worth it, though. Things get weird at 2 a.m.
I've had a lifetime of things getting weird at 2 a.m. and I'm over it.
Anyway,
there's a pathetic attempt to like uphold a sense of standards about everything for the first half an hour of the kickoff, and then by the time the main show,
what do you think about this, yeah, complete mid-card match, there's nothing to say.
Somebody's like,
oh, I've got the jelly. Oh.
£5 in the super chat. Take top off and eat on the jelly.
Well, donated. So, anyway, Sage.
It's time to play the game.
That's right, and that game. Can you do the jingle? Actually,
wait there.
The copy, the WWE copy.
It's the same jingle every time.
Okay.
Hey, where's the Gabby?
I like the one where you kind of half riff the countdown noise.
Where's Gabby? Where's Gabby? Guess the Gabby.
Oh, it's countdown. Oh, New York countdown.
Talking copy and TV.
Fancy Dan with your consonants and vowels.
Oh, your majesty.
Oh, Mr. Number Cruncher.
What a huge clock you have.
So, Cameron Grimes.
What do you think of Carol Vorderman?
A lot more than what I think of Rachel Riley, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, so Cameron Grimes, Joe Gacy of but
does stupid things with his hands that you don't see. He does stupid things with his hands that you don't see to try and derail me.
You don't know when you listen. It's like you keep them at the, after you've done.
Like I'm playing an invisible keyboard and then
keyboard cat jism. Play him off keyboard, Wilborn.
One minute of unlistenable audio.
Every time, I think, 20 minutes out of this, that's brilliant. I'm 27 minutes in.
The joke has always been like, strong. The joke has always been like, how are we going to get some mid-roll out? It's like, well, that's not a problem, Mark, because we've got no advertisers. They've abandoned us.
Right, okay. So, Cameron Grimes, Joe Gacy, see.
Oh, God.
Cameron Grimes looks
I just don't want to watch this in the morning, man. I just don't want to do it.
Cameron Grimes.
Come on, darling, you haven't touched your pub fight.
Do you know what? Like, on Sunday nights, usually my internal alarm clock gets me up at 5 because it's rubbish WWE that I have to watch 3 mornings a week at least, right? I just slept till 7 and it was the best on Monday morning. So that's the life I want. Now I've got this to contend with. Joe Gacy, great worker.
Yeah.
But still.
So, Cameron Grimes looks to what on tonight's NXT?
Cameron Grimes looks to.
If you get this, I'll be incredibly impressed.
Ascend to the sky.
Very good, good. You've. I tell you what. I'll give you a little helping hand here, Hamflet.
Why? I didn't get one.
No, but this is a team effort. This
is it.
He hates that as well. Because that's another thing Cedric hates is like my lack of competitive energy for things.
So. What you've got right there is you've used something that personal. No, you've got something personal to one of the wrestlers and integrate it into the copy. But it's not that, Hamflet. That's all I'll say.
I was trying to think of the word, like, what happens with cults? You get converted, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Looks like
brainwashed.
Convert his struggles with the victory over Joe Gacy.
Okay. I'm going to read it to you. You'll realise why it was made impossible. A game. Yeah. Cameron Grimes looks to uproot the Jizium's tree in match with Joe Gacy.
I forgot they were talking about trees, weren't they?
He had his wood-powered rocket. It's going.
Yeah,
you told me about that. Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Absolutely. Uproot the Jizium's trees.
Cameron Grimes looks to uproot the Jizium's tree in match with Joe Gacy. Cameron Grimes has made it abundantly clear he wants no part of Joe Gacy and the Jizium. After Grimes once again rejected Gacy's hug following the impromptu tag team match, Gacy withdrew his offer for good before he and the Jizium beat down Grimes. The following week, the Jizium proclaimed the adjustment period was over and anyone not already sitting under the Jizium's tree would feel its wrath. Can Grimes stand against
the wrath of a tree?
Can Cameron Grimes stand against Jizium when he goes toe to toe with its leader?
No.
No.
Because
the numbers game's going to catch up with it.
Well, you know, Fee and Blake.
Oh.
They're going to run off the Jizium. So it's seemingly now going to finally be.
The
Dayads. It's finally going to be one on one. And then Red Hoodie is going to reveal himself, whoever it is.
Red Hoodie! I forgot about Red Hoodie.
Help Joe Gacy win. The person that's been secretly kind of half signing up with the day ad over the smiley face stickers and all that. They're going to...
Who do you think's in the Red Hoodie? Sanger?
He's left. He was kicking around at the moment. Saul Ruka.
Oh, yeah. Surfer Girl's wrestling tonight as well, isn't she? She's going to hit him with the ukulele, isn't she?
A surfboard.
Surfboard. Imagine, yeah, you got a surfer... And like you've got a foreign object at your disposal, not a big heavy wooden surfboard, but you'll play a ukulele.
Yeah,
that's you it. Wait, how the red jumper is
because the red lights that used to flicker that brought him back to life, and that's why the hoodie is the same color as the lights.
Out of the frying pan into the fire for Boa.
For Boa.
Talk. I'm sure you'll manage this, lads. They talk bollocks for an hour for a minute while I check something. A suspicion in my head.
The Dayhead have been trying to constrict. Baby faces on NXT.
Yeah.
They needed a boa all along. Saul Ruka, do you think they'll make a stand at the top of the ramp on a surfboard and wonder why it doesn't roll forward?
Oh,
like Cora Jade's skateboard. Oh, they make a wave machine.
Yeah, you like the
sea. She'll come out. Like, they'll just put water down the ramp. They'll put the sea down the ramp. Sea down
C-W-C.
The ramp.
CWC.
Yes. NXC, the sea waves will go down the ramp from the stage to the ring and she'll surf down it direct into the ring. For all them little...
Imagine if she can't surf.
Well, of course she can't. Why do you think
she can bodyboard, that's what she'll do.
Yeah, she'll bodyboard.
Or as the Americans call it, boogie board.
Like a reverse Remus...
Wed?
Wed?
So the woman... Actually, is this a spoiler?
It might be a spoiler, that.
Might be a spoiler. Well, just there.
just shut up and do the end of the podcast.
It's going to be a reverse of the Rey Mysterio spot. She's going to bodyboard from the entrance into the ring because the waves are going to carry her there.
I love it. Where's Tiffany Stratton?
Hope she's getting called
it's
up.
Real yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine that, like. That, like, you know, obviously Candice LeRae didn't get like a much. She got a nice reaction, but with nothing resembling like a huge rap. I've not really imagined like sort of damaged guitar. I've got a secret weapon, and it's Tiffany Stratton, and we're all losing it. And there's Devin the Crafts. Is that? He's this rich girl, Bailey.
Clash of the Castle times a million. Yeah. Tiffany Stratton shows up and costs Bianca Belair.
8 pints deep, and it's solo. So I cannot describe to you the emotional response to having that much booze in your system. And Solo Sikoa screwing Drew McIntyre.
Well, there we go.
There we go.
Another successful NXT 2.0 preview, potentially the last for a variety of different reasons.
A fitting one.
Yes, indeed. Let us know your thoughts ahead of tonight's show. Your predictions, maybe. At what culture WWE?
I, 53 weeks, whatever it is, I cannot remember once anybody replied to our like tweet thing with a single prediction about the show. It's nice to get
the marks. Ted the Hillbilly here with his brilliant memes.
Yeah, you get great comments, but never once has somebody like, you know, tonight.
I've considered this, guys, and here's my 6 picks for the matches that you've previewed. Follow us all on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. You can follow Michael Hamflett at
Michael Hamflett.
Follow Michael Sidgwick at
I'm exhausted at M Sidgwick.
And if you want to read a book about old NXT, can you get that anywhere?
Yeah, no, on Amazon. It's a developmental hell of the NXT story.
I would.
Before it all went to crap.
Like, considering how raging you get about my wrestling takes, I'll put over your books.
This is your lack of consistency.
Like, I'll put over your books all day long because they're excellent, right?
Good takes all you want.
I would love you to write a 2.0 retrospective book.
I'd love that.
Do the audiobook for it.
When this brand dies.
It just won't sell.
Well, no.
The audiobook would sell. If you wrote it, a different chapter under a different person in NXT and I did it in that person's voice.
Elijah Starks.
Yeah.
Imagine all our beloved listeners.
Thank you. Thank you. Back once again with the Renegade Master.
I was going to ask him a question, please.
He does that. Yeah, he does that sometimes, yeah. Doesn't he? Yeah, all our listeners that listen to a year of this podcast.
he looks very
sheepish. I was just going to ask if you've got any inside intel for the NXT 2.0 book, and make it quick because I'm really running out of time here. Who trained him? Were they any good?
When Stacks goes deep into his mind for an answer,
yeah,
really, like,
yeah, it's kind of should be top of your head. This one though
goes into himself almost.
Should kind of know.
You'll never guess who trained me, Sig. According to my memory at prowrestling.fandom.com, f***ing Kane. Kane trained me. Apparently, says it right there in black and white.
Was it Demon Kane or Corporate Kane, Stacks?
Little bit of both.
Did not see that coming.
No. Unlike whenever Kane was unveiled as a surprise, when you saw it every time.
Yeah.
I want people to listen to this podcast and read your book, having never watched a single second of Frame of 2.0.
Yes.
That would be nice. That would be a nice legacy to leave behind.
I don't want to write that. I don't want to have to watch it again.
120,000 forced out words.
It's always like the weird thing that reflects enormous change in pro wrestling. Like, people think it's these big moments, but it's not. It's normally the things that have happened before. Like, you get no Tyson and Austin without the events of 1996 and 1997. Yes. Hogan signed in 1994 as the NWO, blah, blah, blah. Like, the downfall of the grossest core elements of WWE, like, showed themselves arrogantly at the start of 2.0.
Yes.
And were gone before it was a year old.
Yes.
That's quite something.
That is something. God, what they deserve.
Got what they deserved.
Adam Wilborn on Twitter, at WhatCultureWWE for all of us. Make sure you subscribe to WhatCulture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts. Our Raw review is available right now, and our review of this show will drop into your feed tomorrow as soon as it is released. But for now, this has been the NXT 2.0 preview. My thanks to the Dudley Boys. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen,
premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.